Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 12:34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Deborah Fine being back on the show. Deborah is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including The Fine Art of Small Talk. And her new book is Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. Is that right, Pam?
That is right.
I mean, Deborah, is that right,
all
Deborah?
All these women back-to-back early in the morning. Poor Jim.
He can't keep us apart. Well, see, this is why I got into the radio business for the groupies, see?
Because you really can't tell us apart when you can't see us. So I get that.
I know.
I mean, but isn't that funny?
It is. Oh, no, If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. Hey,
yeah,
Deborah.
Absolutely.
So the book's for teenagers, right?
It is for teenagers, but I know your audience.
Beyond texting.
You know, here's the deal, and that's why I'm hoping your audience, it resonates with them, because whether they're parents, whether they're grandparents, whatever it may be. I mean, what we're witnessing, and I don't want to sound old here, but what we're witnessing is most of our young people are fine, they're great, okay, but they're growing up with technology as their main form of communication.
It's called being tech dependent.
Well, tech dependent and just not having the same kinds of experiences people like you or I did.
That's right.
I had a 19-year-old, and this book is really targeted for 13 to 18, you know, right the first year of college, but a 19-year-old intern for a magazine was interviewing me for an article. And she told me the reason she didn't phone me is because she thought using the telephone is an intrusion on people's time. And so, which was her and I didn't have a problem with her. And anyway, it was just interesting to me. I said, really? She said, well, I have to admit that it's fearful for me to pick up the phone because I just don't know what to say.
That's right. I mean, I have a friend who, one of my Brain Trust members, Joanne Black, wrote a book called Pick Up the Damn Phone.
It's about training young people about selling. Well, this is to give young people the tools and resources they need to go on an interview at your company, all your listeners, to interact with customers and clients, to be the kind of person with the right body language, et cetera, et cetera. So what I've tried to do here is create a book. Well, I know I've accomplished it. It's for them, meaning body language is under a category called instant messaging. You know, what I'm trying to do is talk the language that they would talk. I did get help with this because I'm not as young as a teenager, even though I hopefully sound like one. But I needed help so that they would really read it and understand it. And it's for those occasions when they need to make friends, when they need to interact with teachers or professors, when they need to stop someone who's trying to bully them.
Hey, Deborah. How about when they're in front of customers? I went to the dry cleaners the other day, and I came home and I told my wife, I said, this young lady, she's probably 18 or 19, she met me, she got the clothes, she gave them to me, she took everything, we made the transaction. I said, she never once looked at me.
Right.
I'm not saying, Deborah, she didn't look me in the eye. She never glanced my way.
Now, and here's the deal in fairness. There's people that are 50 years old that will do the same thing, I'm sorry to say.
I don't disagree with you. And let me say something. And you started to say this a minute ago, and I want to say it before we go any further. Deborah, you're probably like me. One of the things that I've noticed about the Gen Ys, is they are really, really high quality human beings.
Absolutely.
They're really good people. But this tech dependency is creating issues for them, And it's creating professional, if not personal, it's creating professional issues for them, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And the whole point of this book is to prepare them for two main things. Number one, their future profession, right?
Yep.
Whatever it may be. For interviews, for networking, for interacting, for building relationships face-to-face, period. And to build relationships outside of business as well. So it's those two areas.
Well, Deborah, one of the things I've been saying for at least six years, face-to-face is the original social media.
That's exactly right.
And this is what we've got to get across. Give us your website. Give us your website, Deb.
It's deborahfine.com, DEBRAFINE.com.
And, all right, so check that out. Deborah and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasing Game. Stay with me. Baby, on a hard day's night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.